So it's, can you believe it, 42 days until Halloween.
Wow.
I was just, sorry.
He's so excited
Let
about
me clarify. 42 days until Eva's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And Halloween.
Okay.
So I'm starting to, this was one of me and Kyle's big things was Halloween, right? Loved Halloween. I loved Halloween, like, growing up, and Kyle loved Halloween. It was always a big thing. So we'd have this Halloween party, and we'd figure out where we're going to be. And, you know, he was always, of course, you know, 10 steps ahead of me on the costume.
Right.
So I already know what I'm going to be.
Oh, you
and
do?
And I actually have already started to organize my, you know, what I need to collect to piece it together.
Wow.
It's pretty good for me.
I know.
That's pretty
I'm
good,
I'm really
right?
impressed.
Now, here's the concerning part.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to already release the sexy costumes for Halloween.
Right.
It's, you know, it's always just ridiculous stuff.
And like a sexy nurse?
No.
Oh.
Sexy Mr. Rogers.
Oh.
Is now available.
How, pray tell, do you make Mr. Rogers?
Well, it's got little short shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got like the little sweater and then a little tie, but the sweater is like a belly shirt, you know.
Right.
And by the way, Mr. Rogers was a man.
Right.
Okay, you can't go as a female sexy Mr. Rogers. People are going to go, who are you?
I know,
are
right?
you like? It looks like Hermione from Harry Potter.
Oh,
if you look at like
see.
Look at the costume, right? That doesn't say
oh,
Mr.
Yeah,
Rogers
I would
at all.
Be like, yeah, are you a sexy teacher or something?
Yeah, sexy that's, teacher. That
right.
could look like that.
Right.
That's and it's, you know, it's got the tie and the collar, but then the exposed chest and all that.
Did he have a pipe or something or no?
A pipe?
Like a...
No.
Okay.
Do you know who Mr. Rogers is?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really watch it,
you
but...
You have a pipe? No.
Not like a bong, but like a, you know...
Well, obviously
man,
not.
Like an old man pipe, you know, like, come here, children, let me smoke my pipe and talk to you.
Hey, kids. Yeah, Mr. McFeely brought some good stuff today. That imaginary world we go to is going to be really funky today, I think. This is some good stuff.
No.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Rogers didn't smoke. He didn't smoke anything.
Okay.
No. No. But you can get the Mr. Rogers sexy costume.
I have on my mind today.
Okay.
It's called the nicest neighbor costume.
Oh.
There's also the same company is doing sexy plant-based burger.
Oh.
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
Oh, it's even here. This is even worse than
I get eaten.
This is even worse than sexy Mr. Rogers.
What?
Is sexy Bob Ross. The painter with the fro.
Right.
Really?
That could actually be cute with your little palette and everything, but, you know, that hair, there's no way to make that sexy. Sorry.
And then it's got the short jeans and, okay, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, boy. So glad I'm too okay. old to wear those costumes.
Sexy Bob Ross.
Yeah, right.
Those words have never been strung together before.
Oh, my God.
Sexy Bob Ross.
If you've painted with me before, you know that I love to trees.
Okay, well, this is getting things off on the right foot.
Yeah, okay.
Ready for Halloween?
Soon.
If anyone comes to my party dressed as sexy Mr. Rogers, you're getting banned.
Oh, no!
You're not getting
my
in the
costume.
Door.
A beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Oh, this is some good stuff, Mr. McFeely.
It's a neighborly day in this neighborhood.
Now I know why Bob Ross is so excited about the trees. He must be smoking the same thing. Come on, let's get on the little trolley and go to the land of make-believe.
I've always wanted to have a neighbor. Just
Blake and Eva show, good morning!